Good evening. Is A doing with you this time? I would wish for you to recognize what has been achieved in this past year of earthly life. As always, my dear friends, after this evening, I will be withdrawing for a little while over your holiday time. As always, I will return to where I belong for just a short time. But as we come together this evening, I would like to say to you, my dear friends, just how much I recognize, as do others in our world, how much each one has grown. I know I tell you this on many occasions, but it is for your own spiritual growth that I do so. I hope that all of you have become much more aware of who and what you truly are. The time is coming, my dear friends, when I would ask that you leave behind you all that has already gone, that you live in each moment which we have recently discussed, and to put your thoughts into what lies ahead for you. Not in any gratifying way, but in a way that you can see yourselves as a whole being. Remember that time as you know it, includes past, present, future. But in spiritual time, all of that is as of one. That, my dear friends, will be what I ask you to try to achieve for yourselves in this next year of earthly life. Now, as we approach the end of your earthly year, I will say but one earthly word to you, which is a powerful word, you. As I am sure you well know, what this word can create. That word, my dear friends, is thought.
Love.
Thought.
Thought.
The power of your thought creates the love.
Yes.
Yes. I would like you to think about it. I do not apologize for again reminding you of how powerful your thought is. How thought creates what you are, who you are, what you will be. Thought has the power to change all things, not only within this earth plane, but throughout all of existence. With those words, my dear friends, I will ask you if you wish to discuss anything with me this time.
Simon, we'd like to know if you were aware of the traumatic rescue that we had here last week, that we were all very much part of collectively helping in, and if you had any comments on that rescue, because we felt that we did. We were very proud of what we achieved by the end of the evening. We felt that we'd done really well, with a tremendous feeling of love for the person that we helped.
I was not with you last time, but I am now aware of what you are speaking of. Yes. I understand how pleased each one of you were to help another. I understand that it creates overwhelming emotions, which I am now seeing. Yes. Yes, indeed. It was a difficult rescue, and we do call them rescue, because they are being saved from that darkness which they create themselves.
Yes, it seemed a particularly extreme darkness last week.
But you would not have been asked to take part if we did not feel that you were able to.
No, we did mention that after the event, that we felt that we were being protected, and indeed through myself there was somebody here who indeed wanted to protect the room. So
yes.
We knew we were able, but we felt, in particular I did, I know the others felt quite humbled. We've had other rescues, obviously, but it was just so traumatic at the time and very frightening, actually, that we worked through our fear.
Do not be afraid. Within the confines of this place, you will be protected.
Yeah, we realise that.
Yes.
But the fear at which I talk about was something that I know Richard and I discussed afterwards. It was as if our soul was being touched by that fear, not ourselves as personalities. It was a very different feeling.
It is because you have not as yet encountered anything to such a degree as that darkness. But now you have that experience. You would cope much better with those emotions and those feelings. Yes, you are right when you speak about the soul. After all, it is the spirit which is helping, not the earthly being.
No.
You understand?
Yes, I do now after that experience last week.
Yes.
I wouldn't hesitate. There was no hesitation, but I would recognise from a personal feeling, and I know everybody else would, that yes, we are protected, and that feeling of that shudder, it reached a deeper level.
Yes. You have awakened your own spirit. That is what has happened.
Ah, right.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
The spirit that you are is beginning to recognize that there is far more than at first you thought. Mm,
definitely.
I hope that has helped you.
Simon, during that episode last week, I felt as if I was being used as a channel for a lot of energy. A lot of what I felt before is love, as I've told you. Is that something which I'd be used for quite often? Is that something which I'm
best
at? It was an extreme sensation.
Yes. Because you are clairsentient also, as well as clairvoyant, and have other gifts. It is more powerful when you experience the feelings and the knowledge of what is round and about you.
Yes. Over the last, even the last couple of months, I've noticed that there's a huge amount more clarity and understanding.
Because you have opened your heart and your mind to us. We can step towards you more closely to use you in this type of work. But not only that type of work, but many areas of spiritual work. So I would say to you, dear friend, do not close your mind to one pathway.
Yes.
Keep that spirit open, that we may use you as the pure channel that you are.
Yes.
Do you understand?
I do, thank you very much.
Could I ask a question about your channel, Eileen?
Yes.
The last two times when you've finished talking to us and she sits there quietly, suddenly she has quite a cough and she's back.
Yes.
I wondered if there was anything we could help with this, or could you explain why this quite a hard cough?
Yes, there is nothing that you can do.
I see.
It sometimes happens that because I have to use the physical voice box to speak to you, that sometimes on withdrawing it may be a little too quickly. Mm-hmm. But I try to keep those occasions to a minimum.
Yes, we don't get many of them, I must say.
No, it is nothing to be concerned about. And I will tell you that the channel feels nothing afterwards.
Right. Right. Well, that's good. Thank you.
It happens sometimes too at the beginning,
yes,
when first I use that voice box. Mm. It is no problem.
There is a question that I've hesitated to place to you for some time, because words translated across hundreds of years tend to lose their value. But our old friend Nostradamus, he referred to a prophet, was the word he used, who chooses Monday for his holy day. And that one he describes as travelling far to deliver a great many people from imposition or subjugation. And those who have studied him have wondered as to the meaning. But you, Selimet, are delivering a great many people from, shall I say, dogmatic, traditional religion. And the question that arises from that is, have you been seen by the seer?
Thank you for your question. I have to say to you, no, it is not the one known as Selimet.
Huh.
No. But thank you for those thoughts. There are many who come to this earth who wish to help others. And I have told you in past times just how many people from our world come to help mankind. Whether you give them the name of prophets or not, they are all spiritual beings on a mission of help for mankind.
Yes, the word descriptions change sometimes.
Yes, yes. But I will tell you that that prophecy has yet to come.
Oh. Oh.
I need not say more. But it will be made known amongst those who know and understand that there is one who will indeed travel far in his mission.
Would that be in the physical sense or in travelling through the vibrations as yourself?
In the physical sense.
In the physical sense.
Well, thank you very much for clearing up that has bothered me for a little bit.
Would that would I be able to ask, would that be in our sort of lifetime, or?
I would say, perhaps not. But, as you should know by now, that time can alter many plans. And so, although time does come into these prophecies, they can be altered and changed slightly.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Yes, I think we all appreciate that.
No? Yes. Yes, do not be fooled that time stands still. Nothing exists which is static. Nothing. I hope that has helped you also.
Yes, that really clears that matter up. Thank you. I've sometimes used the rough figure of prophecies being something like 98% accurate.
Yes.
I imagine one can't really put a figure to it, but I imagine that might illustrate the principle of being mostly correct.
Yes, of course. Yes.
I was just thinking about the, I could say, evil spirits, and as you said just, there's always a balance, the good and bad. Those in spirit that are trying to perhaps lure others into their negative ways, who is helping?
Let me stop you,
yes,
my dear friend. There is no such thing as luring others. When you come to our world, you naturally graduate to where you belong. But you do not have spirits who are trying to congregate others into their way of thinking or existing. They would automatically go there.
Automatically what, sorry?
They would automatically go there if that is their place.
All right, because I was just thinking of physical beings that say they're sort of attracted to negative spirits, but it's actually their free will. They're the ones that are creating
that.
Yes, all right, that's good.
If they did not create that aura around them, those negative spirits could not touch. It is fear once more. Fear, and again, looking into matters that they should not, without the support and the help of those from our world. You understand?
Yes, so if they are looking into things that they perhaps shouldn't look into, it's at this point that they're... What is exactly happening then?
They are creating their own reality.
Right.
Do you remember?
Like the rescue last week.
Yes.
Well, that's what I was thinking about.
Yes, I know.
Last week. Yes.
I know. But again, that is why I have spoken to you about thought. That thought, that fear, that darkness, that creates your reality. Not only here, but in our world. That is why it is so important, my dear friends, for you to censor every thought, to recognize the power of each thought. Do you understand?
Yes.
If you surrounded yourself with love and light of spirit, these negative forces would not encroach upon your lives.
This is definitely something which I can vouch for. Positive moments like last week after what we had done it, and moments when like I said before, when I was in the flat, and I got extreme positive and love and surrounded myself with that. It's total contrast to times before when I've been depressed and everything seems to get much darker and smaller.
Yes.
Not very friendly, but it's something that's purely created by oneself.
Yes. Yes, you cannot blame others. After all, you have been given free will. I cannot express this enough to you. It is the responsibility of each one of you. However you live this lifetime, you must take control. You must be in charge of your thinking. You have to. You cannot depend upon another for help. If you do not allow that love and light to be part of your very being.
When you talk about that negative force, is that energy that has been made negative by your thought? It isn't a force that exists as such. It is just, you've just turned the energy into negative with your thought.
And as I have said, negative forces or thoughts will attract others of the same ilk.
Yes.
Therefore making that energy stronger.
You
understand?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Therefore you have that graduation of darkness, shall we call it. Mm-hmm. Remember, all is light and dark.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
When we attempt the materialization with Boniel, is there anything else that we can do to help it along? Or 'cause I know when I try just to
focus.
Well, yes, but I try to be empty my mind and allow Boniel to do the work. I'm wondering if there's any subtle changes that I could do to help it.
No, only to be positive. Only to allow each one of you within the room to see it happening. Again, the power of the thought will create the energy that is needed for it to happen. Do not despair. All of these things take time. And however positive most people are, you will find within a room such as this that there will be a few doubts or a little fear, perhaps not recognized, but nevertheless is still there. You understand?
Yes.
So I would say to all of you, be patient. It is something that humankind is not good with. Patience.
Yes. And I was much impressed with your teaching a long time ago about stigmatic holy ones and how that is how that relates to power of thought.
Yes.
And how those ones attract like-minded, and that all adds to the effect.
Yes.
I felt that a wonderful illustration of power of thought.
Yes. It you will always have those who feed from the energies. Yes. But I thank you for your compliment. Thank you.
It was a powerful teaching. And a powerful thought.
And a powerful thought. That, my dear friends, is my gift to you this coming time. This time when people's thoughts are generally with others. When human beings in general are more accepting, more loving, and more giving. I give to you the gift of thinking deeply about thought. And with those words, my dear friends, know that I am always close by. I wish you a happy and a peaceful holiday time. And until we come together once again, I leave you cloaked in the love of spirit.
We are truly blessed.
I love you as well.
Yeah. Wish you a nice holiday.
Yes.
Look forward to the new year when we meet again.